Chair, can we just have a bit of a discussion about the Premium Income Fund as to what's happened here? We've raised $770 million from the public, 11,000 punters, through financial planners, commissions, all that sort of usual stuff. We've got a loan for $184 million from the Royal Bank of Scotland, which we've defaulted on, or the Premium Income Fund has defaulted on. So we're talking $1 billion here. Where has it actually gone?
Stephen, this is a meeting of the shareholders that are invested in the Premium Income Fund.
But they've asked for a $50 million top-up from us. So and you're resisting that at the moment. So my question specifically for this MFS board, which is currently being asked to hand over another $50 million. This is called MFS Premium Income Fund. It is an associated body. We've drawn management fees, etc., from it. It's been a squillion-related party transaction with developments across leisure, across diversified, various things. The press reports have said that the MFS Premium Income Fund was used effectively as a private bank by this board. Now, what I'm asking you is, where's the $1 billion actually gone? What is it tied up in, such that they want an extra 50 from us and you can't even, the fund can't even repay $184 million to its bank? Where is the money?
Stephen, you can look up the annual report for the MFS Premium Income Fund. It'll go through the entire asset base within that entity. It's independently audited by PricewaterhouseCoopers. If you go on the website, there's fact sheets that again break down the whole asset base within that portfolio, and any related party transactions have been disclosed at all times.